This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pros and cons.
Okay.
Cons, I hate this for Lane. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's only played 17 games this year, and I think it was 65 plate appearances.
Yeah, and he was not good in any of them, by the way.
And honestly, I think the offense is a significant step better if he's healthy from jump this year, and you could have just plugged him in either center field or right field. Potential pro, if this costs him a fair amount of time the rest of the season, he might actually be here next year. He's going into the free agent year. I mean, his WAR right now is -1.3.
Yeah, I mean, because again, it was not very good in the limited plate appearances he did.
And even his WAR in the second half of the season with the Guardians last year, because it's not going to show up what he did in the playoffs.
Right.
It's like a -1.5. And by the way, I would totally resign.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
Oh no, it's combined with last year and this year.
Okay,
sorry.
That makes more sense.
But like that to me, like if I would almost take the mulligan of, hey, he's not here this year, but you get to figure out Angel's in center.
Well, so that's the benefactor. The benefactor of this is Angel being able to play in center, and he legitimately gets an attempt to win the everyday job there. And then right field with Nolan Jones.
And then
that's the big winner of this is Nolan Jones being able to try to figure it out.
Well, and if Nolan does figure it out, even if he's just a platoon player, next year you try and bring Lane back. And that might allow you to do other roster moves, whether that involves David Fry. It might honestly involve Stephen Kwan with where we are with Stephen. Like, like Lane coming back next year because his market value's dropped, that actually could be a positive thing. You just hate it because I know I'm the guy that coined Lemon Law Lane.
Mm-hmm.
He earned kudos points forever for what he did in the playoffs. Now he's the Lane Train.
Pew, 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 pew. Why do you do the Lane Train like it's like your Count Dracula?
So Joe Lull used to do, and I don't remember what it was for. Maybe it was for Alex Smith, used to do the A Train, and we would laugh about that because it was silly.
Okay. Yeah. But even in that instance, why is everyone Count Dracula?
That's not Count Dracula.
Your Lane Thomas impression was.
This would be Count Dracula.
The Lane Train.
See?
You're right.
Huge difference.
There was a difference.
Huge
there.
Difference.
I see the difference.
Bet you feel foolish right now, don't you?
Big egg on my face today.
Sniped you down in your prime.
I'm excited for Nolan Jones to have a chance to figure it out.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say what you said 6 weeks ago without the exit velo thing. I don't think he's that far off. I really do think he's a big league player. I think last year rattled his confidence. Well, I still don't know he's 100% healthy.
He was dealing with the back problems. He did have family issues that, if it was me, would be enough for him to make me not be great at baseball for a stretch. Like, he had things he was going through. There's a good baseball player there. I know there is. I know I might be leaning on 2 years ago a little bit too much, but I know he can play.
Well, even if he's just a platoon, finding somebody that can play right field, first base, let's go left field and center field. I don't know he can play third anymore, but play three outfield spots and first base and DH. And he's got pop from the left-handed side. Like, that is a valuable thing to have, even if at some point you got the Lane train comes back and Nolan just becomes a platoon guy.
So if Lane Thomas comes back, and let's say 10 days from now, Angel Martinez just continues to rake. Let's say he solidifies the two-hole spot, and it seems like he should be the everyday center fielder. What do you do with Lane?
I put him in right field with Nolan, and I send John Kensie down and probably call up a utility infielder.
You see, but then you see how interesting this gets, because then so then we're having David Fry DH for a little stretch there as well, right?
And this is where the numbers crunch is going
to
hurt you.
And it's interesting what a logjam it ends up becoming. Like here I am, I'm trying to push Kafis up here, I'm trying to push DeWater up here, and even within the guys we've already been discussing, the logjam does exist.
Well, it's weird. So forever, this team had a logjam at shortstop and second base. They still kind of do. And now they're just, they're just bereft in right field, first base candidates. And now
Santana's hitting the ball too, so we can't even go to my idea about, hey, Santana, you're not really helping anyone out here by taking at bats.
Hell of a point, by the way, because quite frankly, like David Fry, if he comes back and all he can do is play first or DH, I don't know how you can get him at bats. You're not moving Manzardo to the outfield.
No.
Carlos is a first base only kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do it. And yet, David Fry is arguably your second or third best contact hitter.
He's earned the opportunities. There's no denying that.
And so, I just wish. It's almost as if I know the legs and being able to hit might be ready. I almost wish you just hold on to him and maybe rehab him later. And allow him to, now they've already started the rehab clock, so you can't do that. But my point is, delaying going on rehab until he would be able to play in right field.
It's just the most interesting team for a team that really doesn't have any superb offensive stats. Like, we're talking about them almost as if they're, like, trying to find a spot on the Yankees, even though they have third base wide open right now. But we're talking about them as if, like, it's like some sort of killer lineup that we're trying to find in some spot for them.
Was that a shot at Hosey?
No, I said for the Yankees.
Oh, I thought you were talking about third base for the Guardians. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I know he's been bad defensively.
It was a shot
at
the Yankees and their lack of a third base option right now.
Which it feels like since Gio Urshela.
Big inside baseball convo right there that we slipped in.
And you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. National baseball won't leave it alone, but we also won't either.
But no, I think that's actually the only real downside here of David Fry coming back and when Lane comes back is they're both the perfect platoon guy in right field for Nolan Jones. Because I think John Kensie just needs a blow. I think he needs to go down to AAA, and I think he needs...
For sure.
What they gave Rocchio... And by the way, I wouldn't hate bringing Rocchio back up and have him play super utility now, but... And it might also be time to plug him in at shortstop if Arias has stopped hitting. But my greater point is, it's going to be... You're going to be in a weird position that I think you were going with here, where you've got a lot of really interesting pieces... And you still don't know how you're going to get them all playing time to decipher who's here, who's not in the second half. And what you need at the trade deadline if you want to make a trade.
Well, and they can get away with this as long as they stay just 4 or 5 games above 500. And then you get to sort it all out and figure it out and get there. The problem is that if you start trying to mix and match and put pieces in different places, and then you start losing games too, it can spiral pretty quick.
But hey, I think we're going to get Jonathan Rodriguez again for a couple days here.
Hey, please temper tomorrow. Your excitement. Please, so, not.
Let's get ready. Let's buckle up. 216-474-0092. The Guardians welcoming a truly great, great future Hall of Famer in town, but doesn't matter anymore. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.